Hey, Les.
Hey there.
Sorry about that.
Hey, you got things to do.
People sure to do. See,
places to go.
What's that?
I say you got people to see, places to go.
Yeah. So you're feeling cool there, eh? Boy,
yeah,
oh boy,
it's
man.
It's pretty cold here tonight.
What's that in Celsius?
I couldn't tell you.
I'm going to Google it, just because I want to know. Really? It's that cold? Like 3 degrees C?
Yeah, it's pretty chilly. Well, it's not there yet, but that's where it's headed. It's more like 54 right now.
Oh, but, yeah?
It'll be bring in the plants tonight.
Oh, yeah, I don't want them to get frosted.
Plants, yeah.
When does it warm up?
I think we got one more cold night.
Mm-hmm.
But
I wish I knew that I only had one more cold night.
Well, I'm from I'm a Michigan native myself, so
oh, yeah.
I know what cold is about.
Yeah.
Cold makes me happy. I just get giddy inside when it gets cold down here like this. It doesn't happen too often.
You ever been to Canada?
I've been through there a time or two. We went, we used to live in Grand Rapids, and we went to New York, cut through, what was the name of London, I think.
So you're in Ontario?
Yeah.
Cool.
Whatever road it is, it goes between the Blue Water Bridge there at Sarnia, mm-hmm. and cuts across over to Niagara.
Cool. Yeah, I've been down there. That's a ways away from where we are, but we're about an hour north of Toronto.
Okay. So. But that's many, many, many years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't head south very often. We used to, when my wife and I, when we first got married, we had a band, and we played and we did a little Ontario tour, and we played down in London, Ontario, a couple times. They had us back a few times, and kind of in that area. So that's the only time I've ever really been down there.
Yeah, one other time I went, probably 40 years ago. Now it's 35. I went with a Canadian friend from when I was in college. He took me to London to visit his family, and... Oh, yeah. So about the only thing I remember was from that trip was that he had this little fish and chip stand out in the town square or something like that. He had taken me to the first time I ever had French fries with vinegar on them instead of ketchup.
Oh, yeah? That's funny. Now, was it white vinegar or was it the red malt vinegar?
Boy, it's been too long. I can't
remember.
Been
too long? It's got to be malt, man. That's the way to do it.
So, well, enjoyed your show very much, as I always do.
And, good, man, thank you.
But first time I ever did the Hangout thing.
Yeah, I think it'll start to catch on. We're pretty new to Google Plus. It's only been, I don't know, a number of weeks now. But we'll keep promoting it anyway. As little as we do. But I think it's a cool little feature anyway.
Yeah.
Gives us a chance to chat with viewers directly. Because during the show, I don't know if you know, we try to bluff our way through, but it's really tough to keep up with chat room and everything else.
I don't know how you do it.
It's really fast-paced.
I can believe that.
Mm-hmm. We have our list that we have to get through in an episode, and, you know... Can you see how much black is on that page?
Wow.
Yeah, that's tonight's episode. It's not a script. We don't script anything. It's just that's our to-do list.
Uh-huh.
So, it's quite mad.
it's amazing that you do all that you do with Linux.
Yeah.
I mean, and then as you're saying tonight, the blending of the Linux with the with the you know, like the one Windows box you got.
Yeah.
I forget the name of the program you said you were using.
Wirecast.
Wirecast.
Yeah.
It takes some know-how there to be able to do all that.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, just from experience, right? I mean, everybody has to troubleshoot at some point in their lives. I just tend to, when I figure something out, I tend to share it, right?
Well, that's good. Right now I've got a... I've been using Linux for, you know, probably since SUSE 8.0.
Oh, yeah.
Came out.
Mm-hmm.
This was, oh, maybe 2003 or something like that.
Right.
And I love it, but you know, there's so many people that it's so foreign to them. It's like, no, that ain't happening. They're just not. They're not willing to learn, you know?
Yeah, no, I hear you.
And then I've got, but there's one fellow, just recently, about 2-3 months ago, he's a older gentleman,
mm-hmm.
who was so afraid of viruses and stuff. I mean, the viruses took out his laptop and just totally messed him up and said, well, listen, let me put Linux on this thing, see how you like it. And I tried to set it up as much as I could for him for, you know, to duplicate what he was doing in Windows XP on his old laptop. And got him all set up, and he was loving it. And then a lightning storm took out his laptop. And
so oh, no.
Then I had to do the whole thing over again. And
yeah. But he adapted to Linux pretty easily.
Yeah, he's comfortable with it now. But you know, it's just it's so funny. You know, I mean, he's an older guy and he's got so many bad habits and that kind of thing. And he just is not computer savvy. You know, he gets his Juno email. You know, and that kind of stuff. And and now, can I put my Juno on? You know, he's always calling his browser, you know, Google. You know, that's his browser. You know,
it's tough when you get these guys on the phone, right? And they're the guys who are
and trying to
you
talk.
Say, bring up your
me,
browser,
you know,
and they're like, bring up Google.
I've got this problem, you know, and he's trying to, and there's this little button, this little icon that, you know, and it's just like a nightmare trying to help him.
Yeah.
Just bring it over.
There you go. You'll be starting your own webcast soon, just for him.
No, I don't think so.
No.
I like the behind the scenes, just helping people.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Cool. Well, that's good. How old is he about?
I'm guessing he's pushing 70.
Oh, yeah. That's good. The guy that you remember the story of the 84-year-old that I had converted over to Linux.
I remember hearing this
telling
about an older couple that.
Exactly, yeah. Him and his wife, but he's the primary computer user. And he's 86 now, and he's still using it. And I think he's probably on an LTS that is. He's probably on 10.04, to be honest, and it's probably gonna die on him. But he loves it.
Hello.
Hey, Toby.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm fine, thanks, you.
Doing good. It's very dark in your area.
Yeah, that's a light on now, I know.
Well, hey, that was a fun show. I mean, that was cool having Eric on like that and getting to look at some pretty cool stuff.
Now, where was he?
He was at a little music shop in a town called Angus. It's about, I don't know, about a half-hour drive from where our studio is.
And was that pre-recorded, or...?
Yeah, that was... he did that on Sunday, I believe.
Okay.
So just to be ready for tonight. So.
Was that equipment stuff that he found there, or?
No, it's actually stuff that because we get stuff that's sent to the studio for review. Companies that want to promote their products through the show, they'll send a demo unit, and that's for us to review and you know, do the best job we can to, you know, represent them well. So those devices were sent to us over the course of, you know, a few week window, because there we had to couple everything together, right? We needed the capture device, we needed the pedals, we needed the software. So it's all.
You had someone there with a camera too. Was that you?
That was me. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's our Nikon D5100 that I shot that with.
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
Very good.
Takes pretty good video. I'm gonna be shooting Abigail's wedding. So you'll see little things like this where I'm doing more and more video production stuff beforehand, and it's really. Truth, you know, between you and me, it's so that I get the experience to be able to shoot her wedding well. Everything from Eric having to mic him and make sure that you could hear him well, because, you know, I'm standing 15 feet away from him shooting, standing behind guitars and stuff, right? So
yeah, there's a lot that goes into that kind of stuff.
Yeah. But it was a good experience for me, because I need to be able to make sure that when I shoot Abigail's wedding, it turns out okay.
I've done a little video in the past. I was part of a video production team at a school in Flint for a short while. The school isn't there anymore, but that was before I moved down here to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an awful lot that goes into that. It's
a lot
of little potential glitches and stuff like that. That
Did you happen to catch our Christmas special?
I think I did.
That was a lot of work to put that together, because it was filmed over the course of about 3 weeks, and then I had to edit it all together and put it all in a sane fashion so that it made sense. Because I had to wanted all of the co-hosts to be involved, right? Put them all together at the same time. So.
You're all sitting at table.
I can't hear you over Toby typing.
Sorry.
No problem, man. I take it your microphone is built into your keyboard.
You can see how I've broken so many hard drives.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'd say it was the Christmas special, the one where you had everyone seated at tables, kind of.
No, that was our anniversary. That was our 5th anniversary show. The Christmas special, we actually sang for you.
I might have missed that one.
You might have. You might have remembered it if you had caught it. Yeah, we all broke out into song. So, yeah.
I'll check it out.
Wait till November, December time to make it topical.
Okay.
It's all Christmas songs and stuff. So that was a lot of fun to do anyway.
Now, the hardware store bit with building the photo booth, that the D5100 too?
That was, yeah. Everything that was shot there. We'll just wait. Les, the stuff in the hardware store was shot with the D5100, but can I show you something?
Sure.
You remember when we were getting the drapes?
Yeah.
And I had to follow them around. I'm going to show you what I did that with. I'll be right back.
All right.
Sometimes you have to be a little bit more inconspicuous.
Oh. Now, this, I know this isn't Google Glass, but...
No.
Hang on a minute.
I'll make some noise so that my camera becomes Okay. If you can see that.
Siri something.
Yeah, check, 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 check. If you guys are quiet just for a second, you can actually probably read that. Anyway, there's 720p HD glasses.
Isn't there something?
Yeah. So that's why, you know, that video when I was in the store was a little bit different because they were I was just walking with them, right? And I had to kind of walk in such a way that the staff didn't know, and then I had to blur faces and stuff. Because when you have permission to be in a store, then that's you know, then you get everybody to sign off on a release form, and it's fine. Yeah. But then when you're just shopping, you can't very well carry camera gear and lighting equipment and stuff with you. So this is it.
Okay. And blurring faces. How do you do that?
I use a blur filter on the software that I use for production. It's called CyberLink. CyberLink, what is it? The director, Power Director. And some people will say, well, why are you using a Windows program? But the fact is that our most powerful computer is the Windows computer because it's what we use for the broadcast system, right?
Uh-huh.
So it has to be... I mean, I could put Linux software on one of the computers or something, but just it makes more sense to have everything on there.
So well,
I bought it years ago.
And a lot of highly technical... professional level video and audio stuff is going to be Mac or Linux. I mean, Mac or Windows.
Yeah, well, there are some up and coming pieces of software for Linux that are exceptional, but we work with what we have anyway.
Right.
I'm a Power Director back when I started this show, maybe a little bit before that, and have used it ever since. Last year we upgraded to version 10, I think it was, and now they brought in another version and we want to upgrade, so it does a good job. So to answer your question, I put a square on the screen, which is a blur square, and then I move it, and then I move it with the person's face manually. I create an animation track and I move it around to suit where the person's standing. So when we're standing somewhere where I have to blur a face, which is somebody who is not on a release form, then I just put a block over their head and blur it. So it's as easy as that.
Do you have to manually, or does it track them?
I have to manually.
Okay.
I also, did you watch the cartoon last week? That was produced in that as well.
I missed that one.
You missed that, eh? That was fun. You might want to catch that. It's like a minute and a half long. It's on linuxtechshow.com. But I animated that. It was a picture that Rachel had sent me.
Okay.
She actually created it in Photoshop. I loaded it into GIMP on my Linux computer and created all of the animation sequence and everything using GIMP. And then I transferred it over to PowerDirector as Ping images, and I layered everything, and then I moved it around and used the animation tools there to actually make it work. So
you've got a lot more time than I have.
I don't. That all had to be done pretty quickly. But we do the show every week, right? But yeah. So we have, you know, I start work at 5 a.m. and I work until about 7:40 a.m. for Category 5, and then I work from 8:30 until 5:30 at my day job, and then I work, and then sometimes I work, you know, tonight I'm still here. It's 8:30 p.m. and I'll be in the studio till about 10 or 11. So I've got post production to do tonight on the episode, and then I have to upload it and do all that. So, and hope to be done in time to watch a show with my wife or something.
Well, it sounds like I best let you go.
It's almost that time.
I just got to go to bed so I can go to work tomorrow.
Oh yeah, what time is it there? You're in the same time zone as me? 8:30?
8:31.
Yeah, I thought so. Very good. I've got a couple hours worth of work ahead of me, and then I got the uploads, so it's nice chatting with you.
Very nice chatting with you. It was fun.
Yeah,
do it again.
Yeah, hope you'll join us after the show next week, too. Toby, it's good to see you, man.
Hey, you too.
You didn't say much, but I'm sure you typed much.
Just notice it's right there as well.
Good night, y'all.
Night, Les.
All right.
Good night.
Night, Toby. I'm going to sign off, and we'll shut down the Hangout for tonight.
All right. Thanks, everybody. See ya.
Yep, see ya.